AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Body and dashboard camera footage of the deadly shooting of a black man in North Carolina is now in the hands of the public. The Charlotte police released the video today. A file sent to the media also includes pictures of a handgun and marijuana police say Keith Lamont Scott possessed. But Scott family attorney Justin Bamberg says no gun is shown on the video.
There is no definitive evidence in this video as to whether or not there is an object in his hand, and if there is, what that object is.
Police have said Scott was shot Tuesday because he refused commands to drop a handgun. A standoff with an armed and suicidal man at San Francisco's Civic Center has ended after the man surrendered peacefully. Police say the man gave up after 6 hours of negotiations that prompted authorities to evacuate the Civic Center and a nearby public square. President Obama opening the new National Museum of African American History was able to tie in the past with the current climate of race relations. Today's ceremony had speeches and performances.
Amidst the pageantry, President Obama says the African American Museum helps tell a richer, fuller story of who we are as Americans. That includes African Americans who were brought to this country as slaves.
Shackled and bound and bought and sold.
He says seeing the artifacts of that time and then the uniform of General Colin Powell may not help end poverty and injustice, but
perhaps it can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson and Charlotte.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say multiple people have been injured in a shooting in eastern Baltimore. This is AP Radio News. Social media app Snapchat is changing its corporate name to Snap Incorporated and introducing video recording glasses called Spectacles.
The glasses record video 10 seconds at a time by tapping a button on the device. The video is then uploaded to the memories section of Snapchat via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. The spectacles record circular video, meaning it plays full screen on any device in any orientation. They'll be available in the fall on a limited basis and cost $130. The spectacles are the first hardware from the Los Angeles-based company, which says it's changing its corporate name to Snap since it now has more than one product. Julie Walker, New York.
Moody's is downgrading Turkey's credit rating a notch from investment grade status to junk status. That could mean higher borrowing costs for investors there. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.